This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. New survey found out that we like to collect a lot of weird stuff. And I got the 10 strangest things that people collect.
I think about it now a lot because whenever I drive home and I see that pink gnome that I have at my house, yeah. I think of your daughter because she collects gnomes.
Oh, yeah. She would love that gnome. And
She's not getting it.
Yeah. there's only one in our yard right now, and I'm afraid that it's just going to continue until I get her the hell out of the house.
It's gnome alone.
Yeah, exactly. Gnome alone right now. Banana plants are number one on the list of three weird things that people collect.
Banana plants?
I don't know why they do that. Why? Do they look cool? I don't understand.
Yeah. Can we search what a banana plant looks like? Because I wouldn't mind having a plant that grew bananas.
I don't think these grow bananas. Yeah. Oh. You can get fake ones on Wayfair. That's
so
fun.
Why do they call them banana plants then? I don't understand.
That's false advertising, guys.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, unless they're like little mini bananas.
Unless they are like a banana plant tree, but they can't really grow indoors or here in Seattle because they're more
of
a tropical
climate.
I'm
sick of having a giant tree that had bananas growing out of it.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I love bananas.
You know what it is? It's the whole plant thing. My girlfriend's super into it. She has like 47,000 plants in our two-bedroom apartment. And I think so. It's just probably like a...
It's just the name of it.
Yeah, she went like on a big... thing to find like a certain plant one time, and it was like super rare, but they had them at some Home Depots in town, and we went it was a thing, like we went all the way, people camp out for these things, and I
what?
Was like, yeah,
okay.
And I was
did
like
did she ever
right.
get it?
Yeah, she did, she found one. And it was like 20.
Do they have like a Facebook group for it? Like, I feel like that's something that probably they do.
Many Facebook groups for it, too.
The joke is nowadays that pets are the new kids and plants are the new pets.
Yeah.
People are just obsessed with plants.
Yeah. So it's probably just like a super rare one or something.
I like fake plants, man. I'm a big fan of that, where it looks nice.
You have to water
it. You don't have to do a damn thing. Because we had a plant set up outside of our house. And between my wife and I think like we should be arrested for murder. Like, we tried...
Yeah. We had a neighbor.
I'm pretty sure I overwatered it. Like,
gosh, yeah.
And even my wife's like, how often do you water this thing? I'm like, every time I'm watering the lawn. She's like, you might want to pump the brakes on that. I'm like, okay.
Oops. You dropped it.
I did.
Yeah. We had a neighbor who had these beautiful red, maybe roses, not roses, but some sort of red plant that were in their planter boxes in the front. Turned to find out that she gets fake ones and just rotates them whenever they start to fade. And I was like, that's brilliant.
That's sure idea. Is.
That's a very BJ thing to do with his fake
definitely.
Grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Hey,
say
dude,
what you want.
Fake grass is where it's at. I finally joined BJ's team.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Our front yard's still real grass because they shot that whole idea down for the HOA because, God forbid, you have perfect-looking grass. I mean...
The HOA does not want to have fake grass in the front yard. Are they out of there? Do they know how good the product
is
now?
I'm like, well, why? I'm just curious. And they're like, well, because we want things to look uniform in the front. I'm like, uniformly bad? Have you seen everyone else's lawn? Like,
nice and brown?
Come on.
We want everything to look uniform in the front. Oh, man. I see, that's the problem with
the Yeah, Steve, what if you have the only lush green lawn and everyone else has brown dead grass?
Dude, I know. And I was like, I thought of BJ when we got it in the backyard. We got him in because Tatum, that way she could play. I don't have to worry about it being all muddy and nasty. And I'm not good at, I don't have a green thumb. I have like a brown thumb. But that doesn't sound right.
No, it does not.
Oh, God.
A dead lawn thumb. I have that.
There we go.
That's better, right?
Yeah.
But it's so nice. And like, it'd be great in the front, too, man.
It should, I cannot, see, that's just the ludicrous nature of an HOA. You will actually make your place look better all year round, and they're like, no.
Well, I think also it's because right now the HOA is being run by a company. You know, eventually they're going to hand it over. Like, when the development's full, then someone who, you know, the HOA will be run by someone that lives in the development.
Somebody named Steve.
Yeah, so they're start your campaigning, bro.
They're like, you know, you can revisit this when the HOA actually is put in place. And I thought to my wife, I'm like, how bad would it be if I just want to become the president of the HOA just solely so we could get the grass done and then quit?
Yeah. Oh, good call.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's exactly what you do.
It's been a good run.
Grass. Peace.
I am not competent to continue my duties as HOA president.
Duties.
Well, he's got a brown thumb after all.
Yeah, right.
No, a dead lawn thumb.
So people are loving their plants because carnivorous plants is number 10 on this list. So banana plants at number 1, carnivorous plants at number 10 for the weird things, strange things that people collect.
Is that like a Venus flytrap?
Yeah. I didn't know there were more than that.
Oh, yeah, the carny plants? Come on.
The carny plants.
Yeah, you gotta go. Those are the ones that run all the rides, you know, at the Puyallup Fair. When they can't get a dude, they get a plant.
One Texas says, I know someone that collects toenails in a jar.
Oh, God.
Who would do that?
Who does
that? Yeah,
serial killers. That's who
would do
that. Strange people with brown thumbs.
Somebody on the show.
No, I do it in a Tic Tac container, not a jar.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah. And I was younger.
Better.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Well, when you're 35?
Yeah. 34. Mom told me to stop doing it.
Yeah. Number 2 on this list is what my wife used to do. There's 2 things, raccoons and penguin statues. Now, my wife would collect little figurines when she was younger. She doesn't do the raccoons that much anymore. But raccoons and penguin statues, like, because they're cute, I guess, out of all the different animals you could have statues of.
Penguins are pretty cute.
All right.
And a lot of people like raccoons for some reason.
Trash pandas.
They
look cute. I mean, the cartoon versions of them look really cute.
The 4 we got in our neighborhood suck.
That's the problem.
They keep messing with their water features and ruining them and washing themselves in it.
Feed them cherries. They love cherries.
Okay, good to know.
Honestly, like, when I'm in a bad mood, there is a video of a raccoon. He's a chubby raccoon, and he's just rolling around, like, doing kind of cartwheels. And it's the dumbest thing, but it makes me feel better every time I watch it. Just this big old chunk of a raccoon.
All right, well, there you go. Maybe that's why people are digging it. It puts a smile on their face. So lots of statues out there of penguins and raccoons that people are collecting.
I've never encountered a penguin statue or a raccoon statue.
We had that one penguin in the studio for the longest time, remember?
Oh, that's a good call.
And it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right, Steve. Now that I think about it, I mean, yeah, maybe they're inside statues. I mean, I don't see too many things outside.
I feel like we should start an animal statue store.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Vicky's all in on that one.
I'm just looking at all these statues, and I need them for my yard. I want to be that neighbor.
Please.
Oh, here we go. This is a problem.
Hope you don't have an HOA that will yell at you.
I do, but they never come around. It's fine.
All right, good. One person says that whoever moves into the development first should be the president of the HOA.
Oh,
there you go. Default, baby.
Then I'd be like VP or treasurer, I think.
I'll
be the second or third person in the development.
The verified one.
You got to have power to get the grass. That's it.
That's all I want.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, let me replenish my fund before that. So I got another year or so until
fair enough.
Make that happen.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, you're almost a backup to the backup. So now you've got more cred. You got more cred to be the HOA guy.
You know what? I'm sending an email right now.
Do it. Do they know who they're talking to? Come on.
Like, listen. That's how the email will just start with the subject. Yeah, listen.
Yeah. It really is dumb. We want everything to look bad consistently rather than you have that one yard that looks good. Yeah, okay.
One text says, I just joined the fake grass nation. All my neighbors have brown grass. Mine is amazing.
Oh, yeah, it is. Every year I smile because, you know, I go out and I look at my backyard. Everything is brown. And then around me, I've got an oasis of green. It's pretty nice. Everybody laughed. But now who's got the last laugh? Steve and I.
That's right. Yeah. Well, me just in the back.
We don't waste water.
My friend's not so funny.
And don't forget the carbon footprint, because we're not watering the damn thing, so we're even better in that respect, too.
Boom.
Hell yeah, we win everything.
Checkmate.
All right, a lot of people may have this. I know my buddies do. A couple of my buddies. Portraits of Wolverine.
Huh.
The
Wolverine?
Wolverine from X-Men. That dude.
Oh, I thought like those, like the wolf t-shirts. Like, you ever see those? Like, the shirts are just like, oh, we're like a crazy like wolf just like howling at the moon or something.
Multiple.
Oh, yeah,
easily.
I got the three werewolf moon shirt.
Perfect.
Yeah, I remember those. This is Wolverine. This is the superhero. Yeah.
That just seems very specific, though.
Yeah.
And is it Hugh Jackman, or is it just Wolverine, like the cartoon Wolverine?
Right. When comic, I Googled portraits of Wolverine, I get a lot of like drawings of Hugh Jackman's Wolverine.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, I have one.
There's a lot of different ones. I mean, my friends have, you know, the cartoon version, you know, like something like one of the drawings from him from the comics. But yeah, I mean, people love Wolverine. He's a beloved character.
Oh, he's badass. But could you imagine coming over to my house, and I'm like showing you around the house, and I bring you into one of the bedrooms, or not one of the bedrooms, one of the rooms, and it's just like a shrine for Wolverine, like all these different paintings and portraits.
Well,
and
I can't throw too many stones. I literally have a Thanos shrine in my
that's the
studio.
Yeah, we think you're weird for that, Rev.
Oh, yeah.
Hit it to you.
Yeah, that is a good point.
That's
we probably are weird to everybody else.
That's the only thing.
It's not really a shrine, but my mom gave me this really, like, it's a china cabinet that's been in her family for like 80 years or something.
Is it a Wolverine?
But each shelf has a different theme or has like a different section. So I have Wolverine and X-23 on one side. I have the Crow on the other. Yeah. I have all my Funko Pops in it because I don't have any fine china.
I think that's awesome. I think that you're using a fine china cabinet for
Funkos, basically.
Nerddom
toys.
is awesome.
Like, what else am I going to use it for? I'm a millennial. I can't afford china.
Man, who wants fancy dishes? If I'm not eating on them, I don't want them.
Exactly.
Fair enough, yeah.
I never understood that. My mom was all into that, too. And I hated it extra because I had to be the one that was dusting it. Mm. Like, why am I dusting these things that we don't use? They're just cups and plates and silverware. And I don't understand why this is on display. Like, does this make you feel cool?
In case the Pope comes over.
Yeah. You know what? Never came over.
Maybe they're worth money, though.
That used
they
to be
probably are actually.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. For the longest time, that was like the 1950s, 1960s, 1970s status, is that every woman in her house had to have a cabinet of fine china. That I don't know why either, Steve. It just seemed to be like, okay, this means you made it. You finally arrived. You have your own cabinet of fine china.
And for us, it was such a weird setup because in the china cabinet, it had all the fine china. But then my mom was a huge fan of those, like, what, Emmett Kelly clowns?
I know what you're talking about.
Like those, like, ceramic. Like, she collected those a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, had all different ones. So it was, like, in addition to all this, like, fancy plates and stuff, there were creepy clowns in this thing. It was so crazy, man. It was awesome.
See, my grandma was badass. She collected beer steins. Like, we had a ton of awesome beer steins. I have no idea what happened to them now, but they were super cool, like, from when she, just traveling in the military and stuff, because she was a military wife. So it was, like, some, like, actual German beer steins that were just gigantic.
I've never done the beer steins. I've always done the shot glasses.
Oh, yeah, we've got a bunch of different random shot glasses.
Every time I go somewhere, I try to get a shot glass for the house.
That's cool.
So those are all, you know, I mean, I can understand that. You know, they're manageable, collectible things. There's a couple of things. Look, there's swords on this list, which I can understand because I got friends that love swords and put them on the wall.
I would love a bunch of swords in my house.
I'm more of a knife guy.
Yeah. Well, that too. You visit my buddy's house, Steve. He's got all the cool looking swords, like, you know,
samurai swords.
Oh, the Excalibur, the samurai, all the battle swords from old school time. Those things make sense to me. Oh, you know, but how about these two things on the list that really I don't understand? People collect frozen pizza packaging and dust. Those are like on the list of the top 10 things that people collect.
So dirt and trash.
Yeah,
dirt and trash. Ridiculous.
I really hope when they said dust, it's just a joke. It's like, so what are you collecting? Huh, I'm collecting dust. Because they don't do any cleaning. I'm really hoping it's a joke.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that, Vic. And why would they put that as a real answer if that was the case? Do you think people actually collect dust in a bottle or something? Or
I know people collect like sand. But that makes sense because it's a reminder of like somewhere they went on vacation. And so they have like, oh, this is sand from Hawaii, or this is sand from, you know, it's like a tiny little jar. It's not like a giant bowl of it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. But dust, like, this is the dust from grandma's house. Like, that seems very scary.
And why frozen pizza packaging? Unless it's sort of like a, I want to have every frozen pizza that ever has ever been made, and I'm going to display all the packages of everything I've tried.
Well, those DiGiorno boxes are art.
Yeah, they really are.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah. Yeah, it's very, that I don't get.
Well, I mean, like, I guess I could kind of understand it in terms of, like, I used to, every beer can that I used to, like, new beer that I would try, I would keep the beer can after I drank the beer to be like, oh, I've tried all these. Maybe it's the same kind of thing. They just don't drink. So they're doing frozen pizzas. Like, these are all the frozen pizzas I've tried.
I guess but I remember people did collect beer cans. They, you know, my brother used to have the whole thing of beer, like, you know, as a pyramid of beer that he would put as a, like, a sculpture in his house. That's like his, hey, look what I got. That's a piece of art over there. All the beer I drink.
If you collect though, like, a bunch of pizza boxes, I feel like you need to create like a Facebook page or an Instagram page where you review the pizzas.
Yeah.
That's otherwise, like, you know what I mean? Like, there needs to be something to it. Like, make it, add something to the whole idea of just collecting these boxes. Then at least you have, like, here's the box. That pizza was good. Here's the box. This pizza was a dollar. So it's got, get what you paid for.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tony's Pizza. I like that. I like that idea. Well, since we're on the subject of food, let's talk about chicken nuggets, because there was a taste test that was just done to determine the best fast food chicken nuggets.
Okay.
What came in at number one? Well, there's probably going to be a fight about it, but I'll tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW,
The Rock of Seattle. The good folks at UpRocks.com just conducted a chicken nugget taste test, which is, you know, finally some research that's being done on the proper subjects.
And they've been more excited to hear this. This list when you mention it, because I'm like, I feel like we're gonna see blood, because we're gonna argue about this.
Oh, you're embracing the chaos.
I'm ready for war.
Yeah.
This is something that I'm very passionate about.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Danny is too. I think Red, Vicky, we all care about chicken nuggets, BJ.
Truth.
Do us right.
Well, here's how they rank the nuggets at every fast food joint. What I think I'd like to do is just go around the room and ask you what you think the best nuggets are, and then I'll tell you where it showed up on the list.
Pick my favorite child.
Yeah, let's start with Danny. Danny's the one that's a tough guy. All right, tough guy.
I'm the tough guy. Yeah,
you're the tough guy.
Yeah.
All right, tough guy.
Number one is spicy chicken nugs from Wendy's.
Ooh,
good pick. They are the best.
I applaud you on your taste in chicken nuggets, because indeed Wendy's is high on the list, but not number one.
Come on.
They came in at number two.
Damn.
Still, that's darn good, Danny.
They're
good job.
The best.
I mean, you know, it's. I haven't had those in forever,
but I do agree they're really good.
I haven't only because there's not a Wendy's in West Seattle, and that needs to change.
How spicy are these nuggets? I mean, can I take them? You know, me being the little baby that I am.
Easy. They're super good, and they're not like, they're not hot.
They're delicious, but they give you just enough zing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. See, I like just enough zing.
It's
all right.
Almost like a one and a half star at like a restaurant that asks you for a star rating on heat.
Agreed.
I got to tell you something. I'm looking at this list, and I don't think I have tried 80% of these places for chicken nuggets.
Looks like you've got a bucket list.
Mad mission for all of us.
Yeah.
Right? All right, Rev, what are you going with?
I'm going with the Popeyes chicken nuggets. I've just recently tried them.
Delicious.
Oh, they are so good. Plus, you get their really cool. I love their sauces, too.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not good. The list is not saying they're not good. But the list says that there are five more better than them as they come in at number six.
Oh, at least they're in the top 10. I'm cool with that.
Aren't they relatively new?
Yeah, they're pretty new.
Yeah.
Good on them for coming out strong in their rookie year.
They're definitely my number two.
Here's what I understand, though. Well, number two is a good, that's not a bad way. Because, you know, if you make the greatest chicken sandwich anyone's ever wanted, which is Popeyes, you got to be thinking, well, whatever they did, just make it smaller and it should still be as good.
Yeah. Nugget form, it's basically nugget form of their chicken sandwiches, and it's so good.
Still, how about this? Even though their chicken sandwiches are amazing, and if you're right, Rev, they just shrunk them down. Honey, I shrunk my chicken sandwich. still, there are five more, including Wendy's, of course, that are better than them. So, all right, Vicky, do you have a favorite chicken nugget?
Lately, I've been really digging, mostly because my little brother loves these too, the Carl's Jr. star ones they have. They're so good.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm willing to try the Carl's Jr. Star ones. The trouble is they did not make the top 10. That doesn't mean they're still not good.
They are adorable.
Yeah, they are.
Let me see these. They're just little star. Oh, they're little star chicken nuggets.
And you can like bite each star off, like each tip.
I do that.
It makes the nugget go longer, mentally.
All right. Now, Vicky, I know they're cute looking, but you say you also like the taste. Like, they're,
yes.
There's right,
something
they're
about how
one.
Like fresh they come out. They're just I've never been disappointed with the food I get at Carl's Jr.'s.
That I 100% agree with you on. Mm-hmm. But I always go with a burger. Now I need to try their nuggets.
Well, they do like a little side of them for like 6-piece. So we end up getting like a burger, and then we'll share some of the nuggets at the house.
Problem solved.
Awesome.
Way to do it.
Got a little side piece, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. BJ, I'm torn on mine. I go back and forth between two.
All right, we'll see where they are on the list.
So, Ted Smith got me hooked on the Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. And I never had them because remember we always talk about going there. He's like, you haven't had the nuggets? You're crazy. So one time we got him, I'm like, he's absolutely right. Those are pretty fantastic. It might be the best thing on their menu. So I'm leaning on those, but I got to go with the GOAT. McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
All right, here's what I'm going to ask
you. Guaranteed greatness.
You are in a position to have a final answer. I will tell you this.
Uh-oh.
One of them that you've chosen is the number one answer.
Ooh.
I will give you the opportunity to say which one is your GOAT and to see if you agree with America.
Man.
You can do this, Steve.
There's a lot of pressure. I've had a lot of pressure this week as it is.
Is it Chick-fil-A nuggets or is it McDonald's chicken McNuggets? What's the GOAT on this list?
I mean, the Polynesian sauce with the chicken nuggets over at Chick-fil-A, it's pretty phenomenal.
That kind of bumps it up a bit, I feel.
DJ, why do you do this to me so early in the morning? You know what,
man?
I'm going to have to stick with the one that made me fall in love with chicken McNuggets all the way, because that's the one that made me fall in love with chicken nuggets in general.
Well, sir, you're talking... Well,
and there's sweet and sour sauce. McDonald's. Yeah. I'm going McDonald's, baby.
Well, sir, you are slightly rewarded for your loyalty to McDonald's, as they are indeed number three on the list, which isn't bad.
Chick-fil-A, number one? They're not even open every day.
I've never had a Chick-fil-A nugget.
Dude, they are.
Neither have I, Rev.
Ted was right. He kept telling me, he's like, you're crazy that you're getting everything else. Like, everything else is fine, but there's nothing better than a Chick-fil-A chicken nugget. And he's absolutely right.
See, I'm just jaded on Chick-fil-A because, not that they're anything bad with them, they had one at my college in the, like, student union building. And that's what we would eat every single day. So it's to the point where it's just like, you just get burnt out on it.
On the chicken nuggets? You get burnt out on the tastiest chicken nuggets in the land?
Yes. We used to get them all the time. And it was just like, I want a Wendy's here. And they never had the Wendy's.
Dude, there was a birthday party my wife and I were at not that long ago where they had Chick-fil-A as like the catered meal at the birthday party. They just bought like the catering size stuff. And one of the things was like this just big ass bowl of Chick-fil-A nuggets and then like squeeze bottles of all the sauces.
Oh, that's a dream come true.
My wife typically doesn't like shut me down. Like, you know, she'll sometimes be like, have you had enough food? But like, she looks at me and goes, you realize how many chicken nuggets you have eaten? I'm like, no, I have no idea. I just kept going up and grabbing a bowl, a spoonful, you know, and you just lose track and they're just so delicious that I probably ate like 30 of them.
Oh, yeah, baby. Crush those nuggets.
But man, McDonald's chicken McNuggets are so damn good.
They are.
They are. I mean, they're number three on the list. That's nothing to sneeze at.
So Wendy's spicy nuggets are ahead of them.
Yes.
Wendy's is on this list twice.
I will say this. If you've never tried, I don't even know if they do them anymore, but the spicy chicken McNuggets from McDonald's are higher than the originals for me.
Oh, well, it seems like you like the spice, Danny.
I do. They're delicious. They add something special with those.
Someone brought up a good point. Also, Burger King chicken nuggets, they like them better than McDonald's. I love Burger King chicken nuggets. And I don't know a lot of people. I know some people are just like, no, nothing. I don't know why, man. They're delicious.
And well, they're so Burger cheap.
So Burger King has they have chicken nuggets themselves? Because they did not make the list for their chicken nuggets.
They have fingers also.
Their chicken fries.
Oh, chicken fries. That's what it is. Yeah.
Chicken fries are good.
That's what made the list for Burger King. People like the chicken fries better than the nuggets.
I want to say you can like add a 10-piece chicken nuggets to your Burger King for like maybe $1.
$1.49. $1.50.
They're practically giving them away.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, when you think about that. So how about Wendy's chicken nuggets, the non-spicy version? They made number 8 on the list. So the spicy and non-spicy for Wendy's making the top 10.
That makes sense. I mean, it's not much of a I mean, if you like the nuggets, then you're going to like the spicy or the regular.
So how about this? You and I think we're at this place, Steve, and I don't think we went and got these. That makes me sad. You might have. I know. I don't think I did. And that's Shake Shack came in at number 4 with their chicken bites. Did we
No.
We didn't get them, did we?
I didn't even know that was an item on the menu. Sometimes, dude, if I go to a fast food place, even though I love chicken nuggets, I've had to have frequented that fast food place more than once because I always go with like whatever their popular burger is because I want to try like what's their number one combo meal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's my new thing now. I'm going to get chicken nuggets wherever I go at any place now that I've seen this list. Because you're right, Steve, we didn't do it. We don't think about it. Because, yeah, Shake Shack, you're like, we got shakes because mm-hmm. we figured, well, why wouldn't you get a shake at a Shake Shack? I mean, that's the name. And, of course, you got to get their burger. Never occurred to me to get their nuggets and their number four chicken
nuggets. They look good, yeah.
Oh, man. KFC's popcorn nuggets makes the list at number five. Mm-hmm. I never even think about getting nuggets at KFC.
Back when my old band, we had a practice space in Tacoma, and it was right by the KFC there, and that would be, like, my go-to. And I would get the chicken nuggets because they come in like a little box and super easy to eat while just like you know just snack on while you're driving and they're good. I felt like they were a little too tiny.
So you're getting a lot of breading.
Yeah, it was like I want a bigger, girthier chicken nugget.
Yeah, you do.
But if I love the KFC's like secret recipe breading. So mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
Like, but then again, they call them popcorn chicken nuggets for a reason because they're like small.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right. So, you know what? There's a KFC near me. At some point, I'm going to have to make that happen. Very excited about this. I'm going to be on a chicken nugget bucket list.
Man, how do we make it happen so we get chicken nuggets brought here every day so we can just try them all?
Good call. You know what? Jack?
Money,
how about
I guess.
Jack?
Yeah.
Have you guys had Jack's chicken? I haven't had anybody's chicken nuggets but McDonald's. Yeah. Jack in the Box chicken nuggets at number seven.
Delicious.
Yeah?
Yes.
I wouldn't, that's not my go-to at Jack in the Box. I would never, I got them once, I think, because I was just wanted to try them, and I thought they were good, but I'm going to go with a Jumbo Jack or a Sourdough Jack every time I go to Jack in the Box.
See, well, you know what, I'm going to go with that and chicken nuggets.
See, what I was going to say, I agree, but every time that I order Jack in the Box to be delivered to my house, I'm drunk, and they're the only ones that are open, so a lot of times I'm getting all the food from Jack in the Box, including the tacos.
Good call, Danny.
So when Burger King was selling their chicken nuggets for 10 for 50 cents, I ordered 100. I was fat and happy.
Nice.
That's like $5?
Yeah, isn't maybe. That insane?
For 100.
Wow. That is insane.
Also, the person that has to make 100 of those right then probably hates you.
Oh, they surely do. Yeah, they do. Wow, that's such a great deal. Do we have any rallies near us? Because they came in at number 10. They're chicken bites.
I've never heard of them.
Rallies, I've heard of them. I just didn't know if we have any near us. They're a fast food joint. Hmm. And I think they got a checkered flag.
Yeah, they're Checkers and Rallies, depending on where you're at.
Oh, Checkers. Well, we know Checkers, don't we? No, you don't know that either?
I know of the name. I've never been to a Checkers.
They're headquartered out of Florida, so I have no idea.
By the way, I got some good news yesterday. I had no idea as I'm driving into Bellevue on 116th, Dave & Buster's. Bellevue's got a Dave & Buster's.
Dude, I just saw somebody post that they went to a Dave & Buster's, and I meant to write them and be like, where? So it's in Bellevue?
It's in Bellevue on 116th, which is like the Auto Row, but it's also where the Trader Joe's is and Target now and PCC and, you know, where the REI is. And so they've got a lot of cool locations. They're opening up on 116th. It's near 4th and 116th. Northeast 4th.
I'm glad because I feel like at some point I thought they needed to make like a law where you can't have commercials on television for places that aren't in the place where you're watching it.
So I didn't
like Joe's
this.
Crab Shack and the Dave and Buster's. I always see these commercials and I'm like, where am I supposed to go to get this?
Wait a minute. I didn't realize Florida. This. I thought there were more. Are we the only ones on the east side that have a Dave and Buster's in Washington?
I think or at least there might have been one in downtown Seattle for like a half a minute. I could
There's
be wrong.
One down in Auburn.
Oh, okay. I thought there was another one.
Yeah, I knew there was one a little bit more south.
Hell, if I knew that, then.
Okay, I was again. I was.
You know, they follow the proper laws then.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way we can be the first on the east side. We never get anything this cool on the east side first.
Looks like it's on Outlet Collection Drive.
When the hell did that one open up?
Mm-hmm.
A while ago, I feel.
Oh, the Outlet Collection. Oh, so that's near the old Super Mall, which is now the Outlet Collection.
You have to get on the Dave & Buster's mailing list. That way I'm alerted of these things.
Wait, yeah, it's inside the Outlet Collection.
It's inside there.
I saw Dave & Buster's before. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. That's where I saw them before.
You can do your speed walking around in circles and stuff and go to Dave & Buster's.
How about that, Rev? Who's to say that I wasn't thinking about that when I was there doing my speed walking? That's why I was so excited to see one in Bellevue. I'm like, I don't got to go down to Harbor now. Okay. All right. It's all coming back to me now. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for reminding me.
There's one being built at the Alderwood Mall as well.
Wow.
Expanding. Everybody's getting cool.
And yet, I guess someone said that David Buster's been in Auburn for a couple of years now. Man, color me embarrassed.
Yeah. We should all go. Show bonding and play video games and get drunk.
Yes.
Yes.
Unlimited cards to play games.
Yeah.
Well, how exciting is that? Man, I mean, but Bellevue's getting cool. We just need a crumble cookie. Bellevue, figure that out. We got to get, there are open spots in Factoria. There are open spots in Bellevue Square. Come on, crumble cookie.
There's one, coming to Gig Harbor, according to one texter.
Gig Harbor.
I drove by the Alderwood Mall, and right across the street from the Alderwood Mall by the Target Kohl's area, they are opening up a crumble cookie. I saw the sign.
Just a matter of time. This is a good week for crumble cookies, man. They brought back the churro.
Cookie.
The best cookie I've ever had at Crumble is this week.
Who do I talk to?
And a cornbread cookie, which looks amazing.
Yeah, it does.
Who's the mayor of Bellevue, Vicky? We need to have a conversation, okay? Because that cornbread cookie looks amazing. And, I mean, come on. I mean, look, if Bellevue Square says no, Factoria, the marketplace at Factoria has got plenty of places to put a crumble cookie. Come on.
They have a chocolate crunch one that looks pretty good, too.
Oh, man. All right, I'm not happy about this, okay?
Let's move to Covington. Then you can just go to Crumble whenever you want.
Oh, yeah. I got to go all the way to Covington is what I got to do.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll give this one thought for about 10 seconds. Okay, I'm done.
That wasn't 10 seconds. I'm glad you didn't.
You really haven't fleshed it out clearly.
Yeah.
That was 4 seconds. Tops.
Okay. Well,
tops.
I think in 4 seconds, I kind of knew what would happen 6 seconds later. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Copper and tin make up what alloy?
Bronze.
Yes.
Oh.
Surprise yourself on that one.
Oh. It happens a lot, Rev.
Yeah, it surely does. It's so unfair having to, game against Steve. It really is, because, guesses like that happen. But you know what? You do have a shot of beating him, so why not take it? 206-421-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs. We'll do that at 8:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.